Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are now listening to Chuck Talk, hosted by me, Charlie, and my best friend and co-host, Zach. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Doing great. Ready to talk some more basketball. I think this will be the last college basketball episode of the season. So a little sad about that. I've really been enjoying it. But today we're going to go over the national championship, our picks, recap of the Final Four, and some props, player props, and just overall bets that we like for the game tonight. So I guess, Charles, you can start off, recap maybe our picks last week, how we did, and then maybe some of your bets that you had.
Yeah, I mean, money-wise, I did not do great. I don't think I've really touched any of the money lines or any of that for the teams. The odds weren't good enough. Even though I don't remember if I said it, but I know I had a feeling both games were going to be pretty much blowouts, and that's what they were. I know my player props overall went 5 for 8 between the two games, which I'm pretty proud about myself. I mean, that's still, you bet that straight up, that's still plus money. So a couple of them got hooked. Obviously, Zach Edey. I mean, he had, 12 points in the first half or 18? I don't remember. He had a lot of points in the first half. Didn't do anything with it. Obviously, me and Zach didn't get to watch that much of it because we were at the Holy Ground, the Masters. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, this game's going to be exciting, Zach.
I think so. The spread, I guess, wouldn't indicate that it's going to be too exciting. I think it's actually moved down a little bit, but it's Purdue +6.5 right now is the spread. +2235 money line, indicating that they think UConn's got a pretty good edge on this game. And rightfully so, Charles. I mean, I know you know this stat, but I think they're 11-0. UConn is against the spread in their last 11 NCAA tournament games. So it'd be wise not to pick against them. Obviously we're getting into the betting a little bit first, but that's just laying it out. That's what the books think is going to happen. And, you know, obviously when you think Purdue, it comes down to Zach Edey. Like that's the player everyone's going to be watching. That's their star player. The team rides on his back, et cetera, et cetera. You know, UConn, on the other hand, they got a lot of players. They got Tristan Newton, Cam Spencer, Donovan Klingon is going to be guarding Edey. It's going to be a huge matchup. He did pretty well last game. Obviously, Stephen Castle, basically the entire starting lineup for UConn can score at will. And you know, anyone can have an off night and they still play well. UConn has some players. Not UConn. Purdue has some players as well. Braden Smith, pretty good ball handler. Passes it to Edey, gets a lot of assists. Fletcher Loyal, good three-point shooter. Can pass as well. And then Zach Edey, those are your big three for that team. So when you're looking at roster, I think it's clear that UConn is better, obviously favored by 6.5. So it's correct. I mean, why wouldn't it be? But yeah, it'll be a good game. As far as points scored over under, it's tough because UConn's been holding these teams to a low amount of points. Purdue just came off a game where the under hit. And I've also heard that in the Final Four arena, you know, the depth perception, Charles, they played on a football stadium. It messes with players. And I think that there's a stat about, I think it's like seven of the last seven now, Final Four games have hit the under because of that. So it makes me wary of anything with that. But as far as pick goes, Charles, you know this. I have a future from the beginning of the tournament on Purdue. So naturally, that's who I want to win. But I don't think they're going to win. I think Connecticut takes care of business and they repeat. They've looked really good. They haven't lost a game by less than 13 in the last 11 tournament games. Alabama gave them a fight, like a really good fight. They probably played the best anyone's ever played against UConn in the last 11 tournament games, and they still lost by double digits. So that scares me, you know, but yeah, that's my pick for the game.
Yeah, I'll be honest. The thing that scares me is, let's say, we know the thought process behind the Zach Edey. The forwards on the other team are going to get fouls. Wasn't necessarily the case last time or the final game that they just played against NC State. I know DJ Burns did pick up some early fouls, but I think after that, he really didn't get any more else. I am concerned is the whole matchup that everyone's like producing is obviously Zach Edey, National Player of the Year, going against Donovan Klingon, which, I mean, it's the first time ever since the 1980s when Hakeem Olajuwon went up against Patrick Ewing in the national championship, that there are two starting 7-plus-feet centers, I think. And I'm terrible with words right now. I'm worried that both of those players are going to get into foul trouble and it's just going to be a boring game. I do feel like this game is promising up to be one of the greatest national championships of all time just because of the storyline. Zach Edey, first team trying to repeat since the Florida Gators. I love Purdue in this, Zach. Yes, it's solely depending on Zach Edey. I do think the biggest thing that Purdue needs to do, they need Trey Kaufman Red to get at least 6 points again. Not because I betted on it, but because I feel like that team is a lot more dynamic. I mean, you saw it against Utah State early, and he had a pretty decent game this past weekend against NC State. So if Zach Edey can stay out of foul trouble, I think they'll be in this game till the end. They need to hit big threes. Mark Sears didn't miss in that first half, apparently. So, and yet they still went into halftime, I think, down six. So it should be interesting, Zach. Do you want to go right into player props or?
Yeah, we can. What is the other option?
I really don't know what the other option is.
So it looks like we're going to player props.
I am going to take – I haven't debated yet if I'm going to take the over or I'm going to live bet the over at halftime.
I actually have a live bet too. I guess I'll segue that and I'll give it back to you. Live bet for me, I'm thinking I obviously have a future on Purdue. If UConn goes up big quick, or not UConn, Purdue goes up big early, like 10 points or more, like sometimes teams do in the first 10 minutes of the game, I'm insta live betting UConn at good value, hedging my future. That's my plan. So that's my live bet. You go right back to what you were saying. I just wanted to say that while we're on the topic.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to take the live over, whatever it is going to be at halftime. Just kind of maybe like it's the hedge. Let's say Purdue or UConn is up a lot. I'm just like, well, Purdue's not going to go down without a fight. I don't know. I say let's go right into player props. A couple of these I like, and then I threw on two more just to make it six legs on Prize Picks. I got Donovan Clingan under 23 points, rebounds, and assists. Whole thought process is you're going to get Zach Edey, someone who's 3 inches or 2 inches taller than him, which 2 to 3 inches is a lot in this case. So I also have Zach Edey over 30.5 PRA. It feels like it's going to be one of those games where he does need to go off. We don't know how he's going to do in the NBA. It's probably his last big game that we will ever watch. Stephen Castle over 11 points. Not a fan of that line. I know he did drop 21 against Alabama, but they also were barely covering him. I took Braden Smith at more than 11.5 rebounds and assists. I just feel like Edey and Klingon are going to be battling down low. Maybe Smith can get them rebounds, and you already know he's already a lock for at least 7 assists, especially because he didn't hit it last game. I brought up my other one earlier, Trey Kaufman-Wren, more than 6 points. That's 3 layups. All right, maybe we get lucky. He hits a 3. And then probably my favorite one, I talked about him last podcast, Fletcher Lawyer, more than 1.5 field goals made, 3-point field goals made. His grandpa was on the team when the last time they went to the Final Four, I believe it was. And I just feel like it's a good chance that history repeats itself where he goes off, even though obviously Purdue has never won a national championship. But yeah.
I guess mine are – we didn't do a podcast for the whole Purdue games, but I had done these lines every single game. So mine aren't a surprise to probably Charles, but first one for me is obviously I have Purdue money line because I have the future, but I don't have any money line in any of my parlays or anything like that. I have Tristan Newton 10 points. Is this a parlay? 10 points, I think, is over under 15. Zach Edey 20, a little riskier this game because we don't know how the Klingon battle is going to go. But my logic is still the same. I think that he's going to have to go off. I mean, it's his last game. He's going to give it his all. So they're discounting his over under draws. It was 28.5 last game, or 26.5, whatever what you got it at. It's 22.5 now. So they really do think Cleveland's going to make a big impact, and he will. But I still have Edie at 20 plus. I have Edie at 10 rebounds because he's had six consecutive 20-10 games. Hoping he makes that seven. Then I have Braden Smith over six or over assist. So that way, if he gets six again, then it'll cover. That's my parlay one. Then I have basically the same thing, but Klingon 8 rebounds instead of Edie 10 rebounds and no Smith assist because they gave that to me as a boost. But other player props that I like, as far as straight, I do like what you said about. Actually, I like Fletcher Lawyer 2+, I guess over 1.5 made threes. He's their 3-point shooter. You know, they kick out to him whenever they get nothing in the post. He's going to have a lot of 3-point attempts. He's going to make hopefully two. You could even go three. Honestly, I wouldn't mind that either. It's plus 270. It's good value. Charles, this is a fun one. Do you know who Andrew Hurley is?
Yes, Dan Hurley's son. They are 42-0
when he blitz. Has a prop on this game, Charles.
Really?
It's Andrew Hurley to score 1+ points. Guess what the odds are?
Plus 430.
Plus 1100.
I mean, if you get a UConn blowout, that will hit.
Yeah, and I think that's hilarious. So I think that'd be fun to just put it like $5 on, because it's just funny.
Yeah, I mean, if you do that, you almost win your money back for your future, or at least the money that you put down.
Yeah, I put nothing down on it.
That could put your hedge. That could be your hedge play right there.
That's a dumb hedge, but yeah. And then I think another one is assist for Tristan Newton over on assist. I think it's like 5.5 or 4.5. I don't know where it's at. I can't find it right now. One second.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if Newton does go off. I
think you could sprinkle a triple-double on him too.
I feel like that's been a trend in UConn games this year where one guard will go off, one being Castle, and Newton won't do anything that game, and then next game it's just roles reversed. That's honestly just a tip of the cap to the depth that Dan Hurley has built within UConn. Who knows? This might be Dan Hurley's last game ever at UConn, Zach. He could be going to Kentucky.
It'd be interesting. He goes out with another championship or doesn't. We'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, I don't have anything else. I mean, I wish there was an over-under for National Anthem, but there isn't.
No, it's not like a Super Bowl, unfortunately, for us. So otherwise, we'd be betting on everything to do with that.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we got to sprinkle some props in there. I don't have anything too crazy. Like, if you know, no one knows me, but like, if you knew me, what do I bet on? I bet on that basically got a combo every game. It's hit like majority of the Purdue games, so and UConn games. So I've been enjoying that. I usually just favor Newton and Edie because they respect my coin, as they say.
Yeah,
they don't let me down.
I will say, if you don't want to take Purdue money line, I would take Purdue plus 6.5. Even if you want to bump it up to 7.5, just so it's almost like a 3-position game, even though, yeah, it would be. So, I do like 6.5 plus Purdue. I still think it'll be a close game. So,
I think if you're really scared and you want to get some value on alt props, you could do plus 10. I just worry about UConn covering again.
Yeah, but six and a half point spread in a national championship game against 2-1 seeds is crazy.
Well, and I think it's legit though. I really do think it's like it's justified. That's why I'd be worried about touching anything like that. If you're putting it in a parlay, if you're gonna straight up bet it, that's different. If you're sticking that in your parlay, it's just like, I don't know. Oh my God, Charles, yep. Do you know anything? This is a random question. It's spur of them. I'm looking at these props. There's a fun one for you. Another fun one. Zach Edey or Donovan Klingon to make 1-3. Guess the odds.
I'm guessing plus 750.
Plus 1500.
Okay. I thought they were going to like take their two odds and then just take a little bit off. Crazy, of it. Though.
And then you got Donovan Clingan just to record 5+ blocks is +430. It's not bad either. I don't think it's that's because there's gonna be a lot of battles in the paint, let's say.
Yeah. And I mean, I can see where Edie's trying to post up Clingan, he passes to somebody and he goes right into Clingan.
Even a scenario where they block, Edie gets it back, you know, just block a block, block, block party. I think that could be a fun one to do. And these are all like special lines for the game. So I'm just looking at them because we're wrapping up, but I just thought it was interesting. He had 4 last game, for example, Clingan. So he had 4, 5, 1, 8, 0. So it's not like unlikely at +430. It's not bad odds at all for him hitting it in 2 of the last 5 games.
Yeah, no, I like that. I'd take it.
So,
do you have anything else you want to add on? I mean, for the last episode, for God knows how long.
No, just I hope my bet hits for my future.
Yeah, I do too. But I just want to say thank you all for tuning into another episode of Chuck Talk. Be on the lookout for more episodes coming very soon. Don't forget to drop a download. It helps us share within, I guess, the space of the podcast world. But yeah, thank you and God bless.